What have been some of the time periods, Kyle, of these stories, these UFO cases?
We're from the 50s, 60s, 70s on up until recently. I've got one story here that I really like in volume two from Moorhead, Kentucky. If you look at the book, it's called About the Screaming Woman. But again, another credible witness, a college professor and his two sons were coming home one evening in late November of 2003. They saw a UFO for probably 15 minutes. They pulled off because they were near their house in their subdivision. They finally went on up in their driveway, went into the house and went up on the second floor to try to get a better view of it. It looked like it landed in a little knoll near their neighborhood. And in the meantime, his two sons went back outside, and they, along with some neighbors, heard a woman screaming. And, of course, other people heard the screaming, so they called 911, and first responders came out to have police, fire, coming out to investigate the screams. But then this UFO just took off again. It was gone in an instant. They could never really explain what the screams were, but it's a real mysterious case. And again, that was just in 2003. So, you know, they go from the early 50s, even late 40s, all the way up until recently. So it's just every decade people have stories.
You're an investigative reporter, Kyle. You've come away from all these case studies, lots of eyewitnesses talking to you directly.
Right.
Have you come up with conclusions?
I really believe that most of these people feel strongly that they saw a UFO, and also have had a couple of people that feel strongly that they were abducted by aliens. And after talking to them, my conclusion is that they did see UFOs and they did have close encounters. There's no doubt in my mind.
Stan, what do you think of this abduction phenomenon?
Well, each case has to be treated on its own merits. As I mentioned earlier, Kathleen Martin and I did capture the Betty and Barney Hill UFO experience. And certainly, I think it was real. It was alien. I think they were abducted. If you could hear the terror in their voices on the tapes that were made by Dr. Benjamin Simon, who used medical hypnosis to get the facts out, if you will. He actually had to stop one session each. They were hypnotized separately. And for both of them, there was one session where he actually stopped because the terror was so great in their voices. He wasn't sure that they could handle it, reliving the experience. Remember, this is reliving, not retelling. And
right.
You need a context here. Dr. Simon worked with thousands of World War II veterans who today we would say were suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome. You know, World War II guys. He ran a hospital that had 3,000 beds for such people. People think it's a new phenomenon coming back from the Middle East these days, Afghanistan or Iraq or whatever. It isn't a new phenomenon. Vets were having a terrible time. There is a big difference. More survive today because of better medical care. And so before, many of them wouldn't survive, and their post-traumatic stress syndrome didn't matter. They were gone, you know. So I think many people, many earthlings, and give it a context, have been abducted by some aliens. If people are reluctant to report just a common run-of-the-mill UFO sighting, how much more reluctant they are to even insinuate that they might have been abducted, that there's a missing time period and all the rest of that.
That's exactly. True. I would say that was probably pretty high, that they won't say anything.
That's right. And so the thing about the Hill case, Dr. Simon didn't know anything about flying saucers, but he knew an awful lot about helping people relive their experience. And we have him in writing saying that the emotional intensity was every bit as great for them as it was for any of these war veterans he had dealt with. And that's saying a lot for a man in his circumstances.
After I interviewed you, Stanton, in 1971, when you were at Oakland University in the Detroit area, I turned right around and interviewed on the phone Benjamin Simon about that case, because you talked a lot about it. And I've got to tell you, it was fascinating. I can't find the tapes, of course. You know, they're 30
Naturally,
years.
George.
Can't find the tapes, but fascinating interview as well. And you're right. He went into this as a true psychiatrist, a doctor studying this. He didn't know anything about UFOs. Nothing.
That's right. That's right. And it's so nice in that case that you're dealing with two ultra-respectable people. I mean, Betty, people tend to forget, Betty was a social worker, head of the adoptions part for the state of New Hampshire. This wasn't somebody who swept the floor out there. Nothing wrong with people who sweep floors. I don't mean that. But she had a position in which she had to be trusted by people. That's why they were so opposed to going public with the case.